Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. And here on County District Court, Judge Ferris today concluded the case of People versus Corey Emmanuel Rhodes. Mr. Rhodes pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated and responsible for DWI refusal. An original charge of operating while intoxicated with a high BAC was dismissed. The court heard that on or about April 6, 2026 in Bad Axe, Huron County, Mr. Rhodes operated a motor vehicle after consuming alcohol. Police stopped him, and he did not submit to a preliminary breath test. A later breath analysis at the jail registered 0.277 blood alcohol content. Judge Ferris sentenced Mr. Rhodes to 12 months of probation, including one day in jail with credit for time served, and 24 hours of community service to be completed by November 30th, 2026. Probation terms include enrolling in outpatient counseling by June 30th, 2026, and prohibitions against possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances, along with random testing. Financial penalties totaling $1,340, comprising of $1,180 for operating while intoxicated and $160 for the DWI refusal. And as summer travel increases across Michigan's Thumb, local law enforcement is reminding motorists to watch for horse-drawn buggies and other slow-moving traffic commonly found on rural roads. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen says drivers should use extra caution during the busy season, particularly when encountering Amish transportation. The reminder follows a serious crash Wednesday in Gladwin County that left an 11-year-old Amish boy with severe injuries after the horse-drawn buggy he was operating collided with the SUV in Beaverton Township. Investigators say the buggy entered McCulloch Road from a driveway where overgrown vegetation may have obstructed visibility. The horse was killed in a collision, and the SUV driver was also injured. Officials encourage motorists to reduce speed when approaching horse-drawn vehicles, maintain a safe following distance, and pass only when conditions allow. Drivers are also urged to avoid startling horses with excessive noise, as frightened animals can become unpredictable. Authorities say patience and attentiveness can play a key role in preventing crashes and keeping everyone on Michigan's rural roadways safe. When we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
You love America, and at More Motors, we do too. More Motors is celebrating America's 250th birthday with Ford's American Value for American Value sales event. That's right, you get the same pricing Ford employees get on select new Ford vehicles at More Motors in Cairo. Hi, this is Denny King, the King of Cars. More Motors in Cairo has employee pricing for all on the vehicles built for the people who move this country forward. Here at More Motors in Cairo, save big with employee pricing for all. If you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade, this is it. Employee pricing for all. But don't wait, because it won't last forever. American Value for American Values. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors in Cairo, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for 61 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, efforts to call attention to and to promote Vanderbilt Park, which is Tuscola County's only park, continues. The latest development at the park is the placement of a kiosk that outlines the rich history of the park and its connection to Native Americans. The park, which is on the edge of the Cass River in southwestern Tuscola County, had been used by the Chippewa tribe. They used it for seasonal camping and fishing village because it is close to the Saginaw Bay. Tuscola's Park and Recreation Director Mark Putnam has extensively researched the county's history and coordinated the effort to have a kiosk that showcases that.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.